This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 749, entitled Public Extensive Feminazi Bashing by Masculists. Description. There are now so many masculists, both male and female, that the time is now ripe for masculists to publicly attack the awful monoconscious hypocrisy of feminists. This fire provides intellectual ammunition for masculists to attack such women, forcing these women to either rot on the shelf by being made manless, or to convert themselves into biconscious feminists and hence be a lot nicer for men to be with. This flyer argues that monoconscious feminists are geociders, so have to be destroyed or humanity wipes itself out. Flyer itself. Public, extensive, Feminazi Bashing by Masculists, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. There are so many masculisted men nowadays that the time is ripe for men, masculisted men, to go on the warpath, bashing feminazis for their awful misandrist hypocrisy, giving these women a very clear message that their monoconscious feminism is no longer tolerated by men, certainly masculisted men, who now actively, consciously, deliberately bite these women's fucking heads off. There's now a ton of both male and female masculists on the internet who produce a large and steady stream of videos that talk about the damage that women do to men, especially what feminist, monoconscious feminist women do to men, to the point that feminist monoconsciousness is no longer tolerated by masculists of either sex. This flyer proposes that the time is ripe for biconscious masculists to go on a public campaign to crush monoconscious feminism whenever masculists, usually male masculists, come across it. This flyer provides arguments and especially slogans and sound bites that masculists can use to stamp out feminist monoconsciousness, forcing such women to realize that if they profess their monoconscious, misandrist, feminist views in public, then they can expect that there will be men in their audiences who will not tolerate their misandrist remarks and will not just answer back to their monoconscious feminism, but will crush them with very powerful masculist counter-arguments that will be so verbally violent, so ideologically hateful, that these women's lives will be made miserable. To the point that these women, these monoconscious, misandrist, hypocritical feminists, will not dare to open their mouths with such material through fear of losing their psychological health. Damascus' message that, quote, women oppress men far worse, is really getting out there, so that masculists can now collectively use their strength of numbers to move along the gender political debate, to actively crushing monoconscious feminists, haranguing them out of the room with truly angry male verbal violence that will truly scare the shit out of such women. Why should masculists of either sex attack and destroy monoconscious feminism? Because monoconscious feminists are geociders, that is, planetary scale genociders. They are indirectly wiping out the population of the planet. To see this, consider the following. Thanks to modern AI, that's artificial intelligence, it's now possible for East Asians, that's Koreans, Japanese, Chinese, to make videos in their own languages and then have their speech be translated into spoken English, so that it's possible for Westerners to be influenced by what these East Asian video makers have to say. What I find so interesting is that in all three of these East Asian countries, the men of these countries are going massively MGTOW, M-G-T-O-W, men going their own way. That is, they are coming to the conclusion that traditional marriage really sucks due to the toxicity of divorce and to the parasitism of traditional women. So these men decide to give the finger to relationships with women and spend their money on themselves, causing a massive increase in women who remain manless and hence in tears, professing their loneliness on zillions of TikToks and YouTube shorts. East Asians are the smartest group on the planet, with an average IQ of 105. Genetically, Koreans and Japanese are Chinese, since the Chinese created the Koreans, who then moved 2,000 years ago from Korea to Japan, a million of them, due to a war going on in northeast China at the time. There's a total of 1.6 billion people in these three countries, with the planet's highest IQs. So what they are saying matters. And now that their opinions are readily accessible via AI translation in real time, they are influencing the rest of the world. The world is listening. Personally, I ignore the opinions of countries that do not belong to Europe, Russia, North America, East Asia, Australasia. That is, I ignore the opinions of Black Africa, whose average IQ is only 70, in brackets, and hence are too dumb to have interesting opinions, close brackets. Similarly with South America, with an average IQ of about 90. I don't take the Arab countries seriously either, given that there are some two dozen Arab countries, and not one of them is a democracy. So for those countries that I do take seriously, I see that in nearly all of them, men are rebelling against the traditional male role of being a breadwinner of the nuclear family, and then with one chance in four as a married father, getting butchered in the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts. Of course, men are rebelling. The casualty rate for men in the divorce courts is far worse than in capital letters, major war! Triple exclamation mark. Now that men have their own gender political ideology, namely masculism, men can now answer back to the misandrist critique of the monoconscious feminists and to crush them. If you're a biconscious masculist and you hear some monoconscious feminists trashing men in public, then bite her fucking head off with something like dash, open quotes. Learn some masculism, you monoconscious feminazi hypocrite. Learn that gender oppression is a two-way street and that women oppress men far worse with their female man slavery, their divorce rape, their forced fathering, etc. We men are fed up with your misandry, your hypocritical ignorance. Learn how much worse women oppress men. And if you don't, then expect men, masculinized men, will make your life a misery. 99.5% of you women are heterosexual. That means in practice that even the most bigoted of feminazi cunts is still dependent, in capital letters, on men for her sex. So, what is a real hetero-feminazi going to do for sex if nearly all the men she comes across and fancies sexually spit in her face for being a monoconscious, hypocritical, feminazi cunt? Question mark, exclamation mark. Masculists see monoconscious feminists as hateable hypocrites who trash men for the relatively minor ways that men oppress women, brackets, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. Close brackets. Compared to the far worse ways that women oppress men, brackets.